I'm Chris Bogner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And I'm Stephen Becker with KERA. And today we're joined by Catherine Harper, who is the executive producer of The Mink Catcher. Catherine, thanks for being here.
Hi, I'm excited to be here representing the Mink Catcher team.
So your film is about 12 minutes long, and it takes place in 1980 in Dallas at a party where society women are gathered to find out who shot JR on TV. We take in the night through the eyes of a young journalist sent to the party to meet the city's new first lady.
Have you met Libby Smith? She's the new society columnist for the Dallas Morning News.
It's wonderful to finally meet you, Mrs. Pangburn. I voted for your husband.
Oh, me too.
Dick 80.
Snap the photo, sweetheart.
Let's get you something to drink.
It's such an honor to meet you.
So The Mink Catcher has a lot to say in a short amount of time about how we see public figures. I wonder what you were hoping people will take away from it.
I think at its core, The Mink Catcher is really a film about women. And in this particular short, you have a real juxtaposition of the journalist who you mentioned, Libby, who wants so much to be a part of high society in Dallas and just belong. And then you have sort of the grand dame of, you know, high society, if you will, the mayor's wife, who wants desperately to sort of not be a part of all of that and is trying so hard just to maintain her position.
The film is also kind of stinging in how it shows the kinds of masks that you have to wear, especially in high society, and what might in fact be lurking behind that mask.
It is, and I think we wanted that to come across because, you know, the early 80s, now the struggle, I think, for women is different. It's almost at that point the struggle is what choice you had to make, and now the struggle is you have so many choices and how to do it all. But for women at that time, I think appearances, and we see that as well through Dallas the Show, the idea of sort of being this caricature that society had created and the sort of world was getting behind.
What do you think makes this story and this film particularly Dallas-y?
One of my favorite sort of subtle moments is the women getting ready for the party and flipping the labels of their coats out. Coats and clothes, rather, so you could see the designers and just the pressure to belong. And then you see, I think, also the great scene with the journalist sewing the label into her own dress to appear more like the women at the party. Just those little sort of subtleties, I think.
So I'm going to ask you the question that all short filmmakers are asked, and that is,
yeah,
why make a short film that few people are going to see, that's not going to make any money? Why is this worth your time?
All of those things are true. But I think the goal for us has always been the feature. So this actually began with the feature and not the short. And the feature is something that we're all working on right now. They've got a great script going. And so the idea was to take the feature and use the short as a way to explore the world and explore some of the characters which the feature inspires. So some of, not all of the characters from the short are in the feature and vice versa. The plan is to start shooting that hopefully next year in Dallas. And so this was just a way for us to really explore the world visually and see what resonated.
Well, Catherine, we'll wait and see if we see The Mink Catcher at one of our spring festivals. And, of course, we'll keep our eye out for the feature coming up hopefully soon. Thanks so much for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks, Catherine.